All right, Joel Train, Paula, good start for good start second moto up front. A couple of big almost crashes. I don't know if that affected you, but you had a couple of scary moments, and then I couldn't help but think a couple guys got you.
You want to remind me? Where were they?
In the back, coming down a hill, you went up. Well, first, you almost fell in a turn, and then coming down maybe a corner later, you almost over the bars. Or, anyways, a big kick.
Yeah, it's over 35 minutes. So you have a lot of that happen. You kind of forget it, but
okay.
I mean, overall, 10-6. Got to be honest, it's solid, but it's not what I'm capable of. Not where I want to be either. I haven't really had many flashes of brilliance other than a second in that mud moto at Hangtown. And, I mean, yeah, I definitely want to be up there. I want to be on the podium, and I want to be winning races with these guys. And we've been making a lot of changes on race day, kind of more than I would like to be. We're going to hopefully get some testing in this week with the guys and try and make the bike better. I think we're just struggling a little bit with handling. But overall, I think we're making changes in the right direction. So,
starts, great start in second one. First one, okay. Anything you did differently?
Yeah, first moto, I wheelied pretty bad. And I wasn't really sure where to go in the gate because, like, Villopoto got the whole shot from the outside. Yeah. AC went outside, and I don't think it went well for him.
And it didn't go well for him, but in my 450 LCQ with my rider, Chris Kiefer, the whole shot came from the far right also.
Really?
Yeah.
Did he start out there?
No, my guy, well, third from the end, it didn't work for him, but the guy from the far right did get it.
Yeah. So second moto, I've started a little farther left, like three over to the right of the box, and it actually, I think the gate flinched.
Oh.
I flinched a little bit, but I didn't flinch, and then I went when it dropped and actually came out, and I felt like I had like a wheel on everyone else. So, but dude, that first moto, 10th, but I was like in an all-out brawl with 17-year-olds, 25-year-olds. It was like, what is happening right now? I mean, it's 60 degrees or whatever. I don't know what it is today, but it's cool. And everyone was like fit for 35 minutes at least once today.
Yeah.
And so it was a battle. But that second moto, I was able to get a better start and kind of blew myself up a little bit trying to get around McElrath.
Yeah.
And then I couldn't do that. Got like a little flustered, like you said, almost had a few mistakes. And then those guys got around me real quick, and I had to regroup and get going again.
Yeah.
And I finally got around Shane and then just rode my own race. But overall, we got some work to do.
Something I was talking about with somebody in the tower. We're back here at Paula for the first time in years. Not dissed up and deep and ruddy. Hard pack base-ish. We had some great first couple of motos. You probably didn't watch them. But the prep, is that the way to do it for the prep? Or did we miss the – is that good?
I think it came around. I'd say in practice, we were all just taking outsides, and,
yeah,
and it was like windrows, man. We were on slot cars. Just,
yeah.
And then even the second practice, it was still like that. And so I was kind of like, man, are we ever going to even use the whole 40 feet of the track or whatever? I think prep was decent. Thank goodness they didn't prep it like press day.
Yeah.
That
would have
been a disaster.
Right.
And it would have been dangerous. But overall, I got to say,
like, it was harder packed, so does that make for better racing?
I didn't really expect, like, Paula, over the last few years when I was on Star and I was on TLD, we've had some, like, really good days where the track is awesome.
Okay.
And I felt like it was more SoCal-ish today with, like, the chop and the chatter, square edge,
sure,
tons of rocks. There was a lot of rocks out there. So that was actually something you had to be aware of, was, like, these boulders that would just pop up randomly.
Right.
So I think it was okay for a first-time national. It would have been nice to have some better passing spots, for sure.
All right, cool. Thanks. On to Thunder Valley.
On to Thunder Valley. Thanks, Steve.